I did this once before, I think the council or something, remember I have a little...
Over in the back room.
Oh, in the back room, the Democrats, remember, I had a reception for all of them after a vote once in the dining room, and they all cheered.
Oh, that's right, that was a veto override, I think.
That a veto override.
First thing.
Same kind of thing, same kind of thing.
All right, sir.
But I don't, I just, don't ever come by anybody and think of their thinking of this, because I don't want to go back to the confirmations and everything out of the way, which, of course, will be some time, but...
One of the problems, Mr. President, the House, is that they took the votes in the Democratic caucus and the Republican conference by teller.
Well, can't you find out?
Yeah, I...
My friends, sure, Joe Wagner and others.
Yes.
Now, second point, I need from you a list which we may or may not have an opportunity to use, but I have to be prepared for it. And either way, sometime in the next couple of weeks after you're in the session, these talks are going to report, the current meeting may report to you. I, obviously, you've got the leaders, I have decided that under no circumstances will we have any kind of a bipartisan leadership meeting again, because of what Trump lost here, and I think we're perfect excuse for it. On the other hand, we can pick out certain leaders, like you can see, I would want to do Berg, but I might not want to do O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
You get my point?
Mm-hmm.
And you could do some of those on an individual basis, would you not agree?
I will, that's correct.
You do the individual. I would like for you to list in the leadership, the leaders that, well, Berg, you've got a list of the top four, and probably got to put O'Neill in it, and add from that, maybe Jake Berg. Then I'd like to know, on a foreign policy, Eric, give me the ranking Democrat and Republican on foreign relations, defense, and do we have appropriations? You always tell them those.
Yes, sir.
Appropriations, fine.
Mainly because it's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, now the other thing I need is that I'd like to list of about five or six wild cards. For example, is Tower ranking now on defense? He is not.
No, Thurman. Yes.
But Tower is a wild card, for example, who's you know, the kind that we're pretty good with. Say, for example, like, as a matter of fact, in a case like this, I think Ted has been pretty good.
Yes, he has.
Right? You got Ted. I wouldn't put Percy on it, because for obvious reasons. But then you got, like on a wild card, you put Stratton on the list from New York, correct?
That's right.
Maybe Wagner on the list. See, as a congressman. You know what I mean. If, for example, we had something we wanted to report in terms of action in a couple of weeks, I'd like to know which calls would you say should be called. And of course, you put the prayers, the five leaders have to be called. And you would say, here are the four missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
And then some wild cards that are very important. The list cannot be too long, you understand. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to see it in those terms. Guys that are reset. Now, for example, they tell me McFaul's a pretty good guy.
He is good. He's been on
so
the board.
So you say, McFaul, you put him on that list. And you wouldn't put, as I said, you wouldn't put Moss on it.
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
I do. He's a caucus chairman, and really, we're stretching it down at that level anyway. That's son of a gun.
He broke the rule.
Sure, he did. I talked to Mike about it, too.
Mike knew he broke the rule?
Yeah. Sure did. He said that, well, nobody said it was all
made it very difficult for us.
I did.
Even though it wasn't so damn nice, but how can I trust him when it's something secret?
That's right. And I'm putting together a list of other things like that. Helms went up and testified Monday in a secret session of the, up there. And Stu Simonton went out and blabbed the paper about the Chinese capability and nuclear weapons, you know?
Well, Mike has never blabbed.
That's right. And Carl Albert hasn't, I don't think.
Mike, of course he doesn't. The thing is that Mike, he's vindictive as hell at the moment. But to get over that, what do we have on that? Once you go one way or the other.
He just called this morning at 9:30 a meeting of the Democrats in the Senate and in a caucus, and we can't find out what it's about. It wasn't planned. It's a spur of the moment caucus. And we've talked to some chairmen, Russell Long and Steve Jackson. I don't know what it's about. They passed their silly resolution on Vietnam. I'm afraid they're going to try to hold hostage your nominees. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, but it's very secret. We can't find out.
Well, they're doing that. They're holding you because of Vietnam?
probably, and testimony before the Foreign Relations Committee for, you know, consultation and all that junk. Now, it may not be that tall, but...
Let me tell you how it all comes out of the matters. We can't testify for the Foreign Relations Committee on the negotiation process. They know better than that.
And experience.
Come down to the negotiation process. You're going to go up and testify before the committee to what you're negotiating. So they want to testify, why did we bomb? They know why did we bomb. We bombed because the enemy got up, and that's why the enemy came back. You know that. Well, can we say that? Hell no. We can't say that because of the enemy kind of think that we forced them back. We did force them back. It's exactly what happened. That's why we did the main thing. Right?
Right.
Oh, no, they're playing with a little bit of politics here.
Well, I may be overly alarmed about that, but I'm concerned because I don't know what they're up to. And neither is the chairman, so it's not Mike and one or two, maybe. Could be something to do with Watergate. I don't know. We'll find out, but it's... damn, guys.
Well, hell, they got a Watergate they want to do.
I don't know, but...
already given that to Mike.
Well, they want Irvin to take it, and Irvin won't be back in town till tomorrow, and he's resisting it. Yeah, doesn't really want it, and...
wonder why.
I think he recognizes kind of a cheap shot, really. It's before the courts now, and why do they want to get in and mix it up?
And it's going to be before the courts.
Sure.
At least, I hear four or five will be guilty, but one or two are going to plead not guilty. And by God, if they get into this thing, they're bound to break a set trial.
Mm-hmm. And that must worry a guy like her. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll put together both of these lists, one for recognition at some time in the future, a big group. And
the big group is the recognition, which I do not need to see.
Right.
I mean, you know who this is. Recognition, basically, let's face it, to stand by the President Club.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime I just want, maybe a month or two from now, I just get them all in and say, I have nothing on my mind, I won't ask anything, but you folks over 4 years have stood with us, and I'll get some of the new guys to it, some of the new men. I'm just most grateful when the country's involved and I'll make that little speech. It'll pay dividends for the future. In other words, it's the development of our majority, you see, which we have got to do. We got to quit sucking ass at an eggs bill. I mean, we got to, of course, see the leaders on the other side, but let's face it, the Mansfields, he's not the worst, but the Fulbrights and Simon and the rest, they ain't going to help us. They're going to screw us. Now, Jackson, for example, Jackson should be on this list too. Of the top priority to be performed. He's the one that stood up there and said the right thing. Right?
Right. We'll put those together.
And that list of people to be performed.
I'm doing a master for Rosemary Woods on invitation for events in the future and giving her some guidance on the guys that have stood up over 4 years.
Good.
When it comes time for state dinners and worship services and that stuff, we can have an overall list.
We're going to get worship services. We're not going to have people bring their kids or their relatives or their in-laws anymore because that's what happens. Somebody brings 10, another they bring two. And so you can just invite couples, that's all. We're just doing it for the couples and the others.
And as word gets out that the guys that stand up and count it are being taken care of on personnel things and on socials and that, it'll move around and I think a lot of them will fall in line. I'm very pleased with Bennett Johnston.
I saw your memo.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a real addition.
I have also arranged, I did take it in the memorandum hall and have briefings of the new people. But the one I thought that should do it, Henry is going to do very top people. But Al Haig, now over in defense, he's a four-star general,
mm-hmm.
magnificent briefer. And I directed him as an extra assignment for 60 days to be available for briefing. I think he can have income. You see, he'll do so much better job than Rogers will do. Because Rogers will sort of limit himself to the State Department check and stuff. But don't you agree?
I do.
You've heard Al.
Oh, he's marvelous. I think he's better than Henry.
Well, I do too. Basically, Henry's trying to impress the intellectuals, and Al's trying to get the point across to folks.
That's right.
And so you've got Al. Al is your big gun, and he'll just go over there and read. And I would read, I'd like to have you read all of the freshmen Republicans. I'd like to get some of our Democrats.
Johnson and others, and get them briefed, let them ask questions. As I said, cover the Nixon doctrine, cover China, Russia, Europe, national security, and then sort of a feeling of what this is all about. What do you think?
I think good idea. Good idea. Sam Nunn of Georgia, I think, is going to be all right, too. He voted against the Kennedy resolution in the caucus, as did Johnson.
And how about DLT?
No, he went the other way.
Oh, I heard that
he went the other way. I'll double check that.
Went the way with John Sherman. Well, I think it's the Kennedy with this, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Nunn had found him before. He's a good guy. He's better than Gambrell.
Yeah, Gambrell straight, of course, and that's what killed him. That's
right.
Dick Russell's seat, my goodness.
You've got, in other words, on the ideological journey, for sure you've got to see. Elevator would have been against us, right?
Right.
So you've got, you picked up two there on the Democratic side.
And if Huddleston swings, well, that's great.
Well, you'll get Huddleston more often than Cooper.
I think so.
Don't you think so?
I think so. On the war issue, on domestic stuff, who knows yet?
Oh, yeah, they're all there.
Okay, Mr. President.
And on the other side, too, we've got to realize that ours have got some pickups. Looking at the ideological majority, we picked up, obviously, in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. We picked up in New Mexico. No, Anderson.
Anderson was all right.
He waited.
That's right. Scoop had to sit with him in voting virtually every time.
That was
Scott and Fong, that's a...
Scott will be better. And incidentally, so will the voting.
Helms.
Helms, right winger, way back. Jordan, but straight on, and not too often. Because you get a little bit of there. Or you lose, obviously. With Margaret, I know you lose all that much, quite a bit.
I think so. She was pretty good when it really came
pretty
to
good
pushing and shoving on this.
Not ABM.
Not ABM, but pretty good on in the
Gail
world.
Bosch, who was?
Gordon Allen.
Gordon
Miller.
Jack Miller.
He was good with us on this, and that's right.
So you lose 1, 2, 3, 4 there, but on the other hand, you pick up probably 1, 2, 3. You may pick up 3 after 4. It's about the same.
About a watch. I think it's about a watch. About a watch.
Yeah. Let's see.
Got people like Saxby and that whole crowd too that are
true, but they'll dip his mavericks and you always have that kind of Saxby went beyond the pale though, I think. Don't you agree?
Wasn't necessary.
Well, it's personal attack. You take a Brooke always against us. Cooper was always against us. Cooper and Brooke were never personal.
Mm-hmm.
Even that asshole Percy is not personal. Right?
That's right. That's right.
You don't get personal on such things. Saxby to the crowd. I think he's told people that he realizes when it's put a hood in the mouth, according to him, he probably did. So I just got a hood in the mouth. Foot in the mouth, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. But keep it in mind. Don't let him come right back.
No, we've got him on the list now. And these jokers are telling the reporter about their mail flow this morning. I don't know if you saw that in the paper. They have mail counts, you know. For goodness sakes, get Republicans who would tell these guys what the...
You mean on the war?
On the war, yeah. Bombing.
The mail count's going to be against the bombing because we aren't stimulating any for it.
Sure. All those crazy groups out there writing in, and they shouldn't weigh the mail, you know. Who... 200 letters to 10, what difference does it make? It doesn't make any difference.
Oh, God, not a day a week, Mike. That mail counts, that would be that way for a little
bit. I've had a chance to see any cartoons that have been written or drawn in the last week or so about Congress and how out of step it is, and dilapidated, and aged, and yak, yak, yak.
Who put out the mail counts? Scott?
Oh, there's a big list. I think there were 20 or something members, Democrats and Republicans. Post reporter went around and called. I guess the assist AAs probably gave them, you know, estimate 10 to 1 and some actual counts. And of course, they were all heavily against us, but I can't see why.
They were never against us.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a ton for us, and why they would give the mail count out,
yeah.
I don't know.
You
know,
I see. Well, the mail count. Totally predictable. Who the hell stirred up mail? I mean, these groups always, write. Oh, but I don't eat much. All right.
Okay.